Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC 90.7 and WISE 90.5. We are the voice of Southwest Virginia. And my show, I play songs I think are extra special and put in occasional things that aren't commercial songs or reading a joke, a story. And I call those things wombats. That's where my title comes from, Wombats in Music. And I do have a wombat plan for tonight. We're going to start off with what I think is one of the best songs of the last 50 years. It's one of my favorites, Lying Eyes by the Eagles. Beautiful music, sad story, poignant. Lying Eyes.
Up all in lace, go in style. Late at night, a big old house gets lonely. I guess every form of refuge has its price. And it breaks her heart to think her love is only given to a man. So she tells him she must go out for the evening to comfort an old friend who's feeling down. But he knows where she's going as she's leaving. She is headed for the cheating side of town. You can't. She'll be coming back forever.
stares out at the stars up in the sky. Another night, it's gonna be a long one. She draws a shade and hangs her head to cry. She wonders how it ever got this crazy. She thinks about a boy she knew in school. Did she get tired or did she just get lazy? She's so far gone, she feels just like a fool. My, oh my, you sure know how to arrange things. You set it up so well, so carefully. Ain't it funny how your new life didn't change things? You're still the same old girl you used to be. You can't.
That was Lying Eyes by the Eagles. Next up is Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. I've got several versions of this one, and I like them all. This one, Crooked Still, they have a cello in there. See if you can hear the cello. In the early part, it's sort of the brum brum bass sound. And then they can't miss the banjo, that's for sure. But if you listen closely, you can probably hear the bass fiddle, the boom, 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 way down deep. And the cello is still in there. So try and pick them out. It's kind of fun. Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. Thank you. Ain't No Grave by Crooked Still. Next up is a great country song, one of my favorites, Lady Down on Love by Alabama. It's just such a wonderful story, great choice of words. The narrative is just all right there. And the chorus is one of my favorite harmony parts of all of country music. Lady Down on Love by Alabama.
It's her first night on the town since she was just 18. A lady down on love and out of hope and dreams. The ties that once bound her now are broke away, and she's like a baby just learning how to play. She never thought that love could ever end so soon. Her mind drifts back in time to a midsummer moon, when he asked her to marry and she gladly said okay. And a woman came to be from the girl of yesterday. Now she lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her and never let her down. Well, I know the lady that's down on her love, 'cause I used to hold her and have that special touch. But work took me away from home late at nights, and I wasn't there when she turned out the lights. Then both of us got lonely, and I gave in to lust, and she just couldn't live with a man she couldn't trust. Now she's a lady down on love. She needs somebody to gently pick her up. She's got her freedom, but she'd rather be bound to a man who would love her, never let her down. Now she's a lady down on love. Thank you.
That was Lady Down on Love by Alabama. Next up is some good old country gospel. I'm Working on a Building by Tim Menzies. You know, I like to introduce these songs, but sometimes I think, why am I doing that? Let the song introduce itself, so you can see what you can get out of this one. I'm Working on a Building.
I'm working on a building, working on a building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. If I was a gambler, I'd tell you what I'd do. I would quit my gambling, start working on a building too. Working on a building, working on a building. Working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. Working on a building for my Lord, Jesus Lord. Tell you what I'd do, I'd keep right on preaching about working on a building too. I'm working on a building, working on a building, working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, a Holy Ghost building. I'm working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
That was Tim Menzies singing I'm Working on a Building. Next up is the Petersons. That's the family I play frequently. There's three sisters, a brother and a mother plays the bass, and they have a guy on the slide guitar, which is just great. Anyway, this song is Born to Fly, and how can you keep your feet on the ground when you were born to fly? Do some of you feel that way sometimes? See if you can get into this and live it. I do. Born to Fly.
I've been telling my dreams to the scarecrow about the places that I'd like to see. I said, friend, do you think I'll ever get there? Oh, but he just stands there smiling. About the love I've been praying to find. Is there a brown-eyed boy in my future? Yeah, he said, girl, you got nothing but time. How do you wait for heaven? My daddy, he is grounded like the oak tree. My mama, she is steady as the sun. Oh, you know I love my folks, but I keep staring down the road, just looking for my one chance to run. Hey, 'cause I will soar away like a blackbird. I will blow in the wind like a sea. I will plant my heart in the garden of my dreams, and I will grow up where I wander wild and free. Oh, how do you wait for heaven? And who has that much time? And how do you keep your feet on the ground when you know you were born? You were born to fly.
That was Born to Fly by the Petersons. Next up is I Got Shoes by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Got Shoes by the Robert Shaw Festival Singers. Well, it's wombat time. As I explained, wombats is my license to put anything I want in here. So, and you get a double wombat because I'm going to tell you sort of a story first. I went to high school in Caracas, Venezuela, an English-speaking high school, and there were about 100 of us in the school. I think there were 27 in my graduating class. And after I got out of high school there, I went back to the States, went to college and stuff, got married, and I lost touch with almost everyone. And then when the internet came into existence, we began to track each other down. And we began to have reunions. And we had, I don't know, 10 or 15 reunions over the years. And here are these people I knew in Caracas. Well, for the first reunion, I wrote a song. And that's the song we're going to hear. I call it my Caracas song. And it was to tell my friends how lucky we were, what a wonderful time we had for the years we were in Caracas. It was wonderful weather, wonderful people, wonderful music. And this is my song, my tribute to those years. The Caracas song, written and sung by Harry Baya.
Tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. When we were all so young in Caracas years ago, we could run, we could swim, we thought we'd fly. In a world filled with such magic and a future oh so bright, it seemed as if we would never die. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Bellamonte, Campo Alegre, Las Mercedes, El Rosal, Altamira, Valle Arriba, El Bosque, Los Caobos, Petare, Country Club, La Guaira, and a long winding road to the sea. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. There were warm summer nights and parties by a pool or in a home of a dear or distant friend. Latin rhythms, 50 songs, how I loved the hit parade. How could we know that it would someday end? Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Did you climb Niigata? Did you swim in the sea? Did you dive? Did you bowl? Did you skate? It was magic, Camelot, and a world of living dreams, and the rest of life would just have to wait. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me. Where we first fell in love, where first our hearts did break, the boys were quick and strong, the girls were fair, with a beauty that smolders still when I look into their eyes. Ah, such wonder, such good times we did share. Oh, tell me, was it real, though it seems like a dream, in the valley, by the mountains, by the sea, where it was always spring and our friends were all around? Kind universe, you were good to me.
That was the Caracas song by Harry Baya. I forgot to tell you about the penny whistle at the start. I love the penny whistle. I've heard it played. It's one of the best instruments ever existed. I can play a little bit, so I played that little start. It's a wonderful little cheap instrument. And next up is One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias. I saw him live in Carnegie Hall. It was a great show. And this song catches me too. I lived the experience with him. A One Night Stand. Turns out that he's the one that's being one night standed by his partner. She's not coming back. But anyway, One Night Stand by Enrique Iglesias. Stand by Enrique Iglesias. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you this show Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC 90.7 and WISC 90.5 on your dial, FM. And it's my chance to play for you songs I think are extra special and to put in odd things, which I call wombats. And today's wombat was the Caracas song, very much a wombat. And next up is Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. It's from 1956 and the first big hit. Frankie Lyman, was only 15 at the time he recorded this. Why do fools fall in love? Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers. Next up is Lyle Lovett, If I Had a Boat. I get a kick out of Lyle Lovett. He's a kind of a crazy, zany guy, real laid back. Married to Julia Roberts for a few years. He wrote this song, and for me, if I listen closely to the words, it kind of makes my head spin. It's that kind of a song. So this is If I Had a Boat by Lyle Lovett.
Go out on the ocean, and if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Just be me and Trevor. We'll go riding through them movies, then we buy a boat and on the sea we sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. Now the mystery masked man was smarty. He got himself a Tonto, 'cause Tonto did the dirty work for free. But Tonto, he was smarter, and one day said, King Wasabi, well, kiss my ass, I bought a boat, I'm going out to sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, set me up on my pony, on my boat. didn't need no sneakers. Well, I'd come and go whenever I would please. And I'd scare him by the shade tree and scare him by the light pole, but would not scare my pony on my boat out on the sea. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean and set me up on my pony on my boat. Up on my pony, on my boat.
You just heard If I Had a Boat, performed by Lyle Lovett. Next up's one of my all-time favorites, What's Love Got to Do with It, by Tina Turner, recorded in 1984. And let me read you what I've got. Wikipedia says, What's Love Got to Do with It became her first and only Billboard Hot 100 number one single, selling over 2 million copies worldwide. At the time, age 44, Turner became the oldest solo female artist to top the Hot 100. I love that. Anyway, this is Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It. And I guess it's irony because my reading of the song is, love has a lot to do with it. What's love got to do with it?
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
Oh,
Tina Turner with What's Love Got to Do with It. Next up is a song called Photograph by Ringo Starr. And Ringo Starr was probably the least well-known of the Beatles. And he was a drummer, apparently a very good drummer. Anyway, after the Beatles broke up, he made this song, Photograph. He and George Harrison wrote it together. And it became a big hit. And it shows that he had as much singing talent as anyone else in the group, I think. Maybe they all were great. Photograph by Ringo Starr. That was Photograph by Ringo Starr. Next up is The Coming of the Rhodes by Judy Collins. Tells the story of how America changed, mostly during the 20th century. The Coming of the Rhodes.
Now that our mountain is growing, with people hungry for wealth, how come it's you that's a going, and I'm left alone by myself? We used to hunt the cool caverns deep in our forest of green. Then came the road and the tavern, and you found a new love, it seems. Once I had you and the wildwood, now it's just dusty roads, and I can't help from blaming on the coming, the coming of the rose. Look how they've cut all to pieces our ancient poplar and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the greases that burned up the heavens with smoke. You used to curse the bold crewmen who stripped our earth of its ore. Now you've changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. Once I thanked God for my treasure, now like rust it corrodes, and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming, the coming of the roads.
That was The Coming of the Roads by Judy Collins. Earlier we had a song called Born to Fly, and I think some people are just born to wander, and that's what this next song is about. Any Old Wind That Blows. And if you're a regular listener, you know I'm a big banjo fan. I love the banjo in this song. It's just a background, but it adds a lot. But I like the song, Any Old Wind That Blows. Oh, and it's by Johnny, sung by Johnny Cash.
Lord, she's restless, like cotton candy clouds that sail the day, slow and free, and she possesses a mind that can't resign itself to stay for long with me. Though I've tried and tried to keep her tied and satisfied until she really needs me, yes I do. But when that certain look comes on her face, I can't replace it, and she leaves me. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows, she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows. Yes, she will. go sailing off on any old wind that blows. I know she needs me about as much as I need someone else, which I don't. And if need be, I swear someday I'll up and leave myself, which I won't. Even if she loved another man, I'd understand it more than I do. But I know the only reason that she ever has for leaving is she wants to. She's a butterfly in mid-July who just can't wait to try her brand new wings on brand new things. And she needs no rhyme or reason when she goes. Her mind is on what lies beyond that wall of blue horizon, I suppose. And heaven knows she'll go sailing off on any old wind that blows.
Any Old Wind That Blows, sung by Johnny Cash. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1. It's my chance to play songs for you I think are special and stick in odd things which I call wombats. And tonight's wombat was the Caracas song. If you'd like to email me suggestions or comments, you can send them to Harry, that's my first name, H-A-R-R-Y, Harry@baya.net. B-A-Y-A. Bravo, Alpha, Yankee, Alpha. So now we're approaching the end of the show, and it's audience participation time coming up. That's where I ask you to join me in celebrating. So in about 10 seconds, your chance to be part of the show comes up, and you can join me in celebrating being alive. Basically, I think that's what I'm really celebrating, although I have some other words I use. And here it comes. 1, 2, 3. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.